your belongings, 'cause he's coming. Gather all your loved ones, 'cause he's hunting. Gather all your strength, the legs he's going. Gather all your courage, hurry. Oh, he's right behind the sky. Heaven help me, Lord have mercy.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Princess Problems with Godspeed. And have a nice electro-pop song to lead right into the concert report. Hello.
Hi, Phil. Hi. Good evening.
You have some shows for us to go to over the next week?
I do. It's a little bit sparse. I'm not really sure why. Could be a lot of bands are practicing and getting ready for the Porch Fest thing, which isn't for
That's about a week. Okay.
So anyway, I'll start off with tonight. The Lizard Lounge, Dennis Brennan Band is playing there. They're doing a residency there for the month of May. At the Middle East Up, we have Ghost of Sailors at Sea. At once, we have Cold Expectations, Happy Little Clouds, and Uranium Daughters.
Yeah, I played those to open the show, so yeah.
Okay, that great. Cool. PA's Lounge, we have Alan Drag, Dell and the Wave, Kid Wolf, and the Dead Ear. And I believe, well, maybe I shouldn't say it because I'm not positive as to who I think's in that. He was supposed to be a promo guest tonight but couldn't make it for another commitment. And I think that's his band. But he'll be here next week. I'll leave that as a surprise.
He'll be here talking to Pam.
Yeah. Let's see. Thursday at once, we have the Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. PA's Lounge, Whistlebot, and Andrew Warnick. And then, moving to Friday, we have Tsunami of Sound, Bikini Whale, and TBA at Sally O'Brien's.
TBA gets so many gigs. It's unreal.
Tavern at the End of the World is the Cal Cali Band and Hummingbird Syndicate. Now, this is up in Lynn. I thought I'd throw these two out.
Go for it.
We have at the Walnut Street Cafe, Boondock Sinners with Greg Guba and Jay Saros. On Saturday, we have at Atwood's Roy Sludge. That's a 4 p.m. show, though, an early, late afternoon, I should say, show. Saturday evening at O'Brien's, we have Test Meat, Black Helicopter, and The Hose. And at once, we have Session Americana. And let's see, PA's Lounge, we have Maya Nuss, The Gala, Unstraight, Lockett, and Gideon Gray. And at Sally O'Brien's, we have Power Slut, Stars Like Ours, You People, and Happy Little Clouds. They're getting around.
I know. Wow.
And then, let's see, Sunday, the Salem Wolves are having an album release party, and there'll be guests Atlantic Thrills and Today Junior, and that's at O'Brien's Pub. And at State Park, the I Want You have an album release And an afternoon show at the Lobster Shanty in Salem is the Bordellos. And that wraps it up for the week, believe it or not. I have nothing for Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, although I am sure a little Googling, a little Facebooking, you'll find something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, with the I Want You album release party, I don't know if it's a CD or I know they wanted to press vinyl. But
I can hear album release, but yeah, I don't know.
You know what? I figured, you know, in that event, I would play the I Want You right after. Now that you mentioned them,
great,
and that we're talking about them,
I would love to hear the I Want You.
And they have a brand new song out with a video, and I love the name of the album. Now that's what I call music.
Yes.
That should just push a few copies for people looking for, you know, the top 40 stations on the other side of the dial.
Yes.
But anyhow, let's see what this new I Want You track is like, because I'm very curious. So here you go. 91.5 WMFO. That is the I Want You with Dying Scene. And this is Painkillers.
Hey, how you doing? We are Painkillers from Boston. This first song is called Lights Out. We're going to send this out to the American Infidels, my boy Scruffy Wallace, Seamus Neal, and everybody that served this country ever. God bless you. This song is called Lights Out. Let's do this. We'll be right back. This next one's called Around the Hood, and this one goes out to all my friends in Dorchester, especially everyone down the post, St. Mark's Post in Dorchester, drinking. If you've never been there, go down there, because it's a good time always. This song's called Around the Hood. Like what you hear, we're playing the Midway Cafe in JP June 17th. It's a matinee show with Taxi Driver and I forget who else.
The McGunks
too, yeah.
And the Martians,
I'm sorry.
There you go.
It's all on our Facebook page and stuff. Look it up. It'll be a good show. The song's called Friend, but it's really about people that backstab you, so they're not really a friend. People break up and stuff, you know?
But, you know, you don't have to write a ballad to do it. So we didn't do that. Let's do this. The song's called Walk Away. Drank more than probably anybody and could kill a dinosaur.
Anybody ever?
Ever. If you lived on this planet, I drank more than you. But this song is called Devil and Me. Drink up, people.
Bought a drink for me because he needed a friend. It doesn't matter what you do, we'll see you in the end. Drinks go up, drinks go down, and so do you and I. He says hello to fine young girls and then he says goodbye. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, an empty glass, don't shed a tear. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, another round, bring it here. I've done it once, I've done it twice, I know I'm not alone. It's been so long, I've been around, I never want to go home. I know I said just the one, but maybe I'll stick around. The more you drink, the better I look, at least that's what I found. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, an empty glass, don't shed a tear. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, another round, bring it in. A shot of whiskey, a pint of beer, another round, bring it in!
All right, this is our last song. Again, we are Pine Killers, and the song is called Raise a Glass. So, you know, if you're out there boozing, Cheer it up. Let's do this.
Let's raise a glass to the French we've lost! Oh! Raise a glass to the boys locked up! Oh! Raise a glass to the boys come home!
Thank you to Pint Killers. And we'll be talking to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some Upper Crust.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That is Weekend Friends. That is Crushed. And speaking of Crushed, these guys totally crushed it in Studio D. Hang on one second. Gotta make sure all the mics are going. I should have done that earlier, but I didn't. Now yours is on.
Is mine on?
You're on.
Can anyone hear? I can't hear myself. But
probably shouldn't be on, but.
Hello? Oh, there it is.
There you are. Yeah, there's a volume control right there.
Nice. Yeah. I need that.
A little round knob.
I like touching knobs.
The potentiometer. The pot.
What's that? Potentiometer? What the hell is that?
That little round thing that.
He knows more than me, so I don't know what he's talking about. But it makes sense.
Is that technical term?
It makes sense to a bunch of people there. Oh, that means something, what he said.
Yeah, it's, well, I just want to call it the pot. That's all.
I'm just like,
it's the rest.
It's the knob.
The knob, dude.
It's referred to as the knob in layman's terms.
Yes, you need to put things in layman's terms. Nah, so I got to say, I think that is the shortest live set I have heard here while hosting on the Town of Mikey D.
Well, we do have other songs, but we are working on an album, which will go in the studio June. The first weekend of June, right, Bill?
Yeah, we're going to Galaxy Studio.
So,
yeah, Galaxy Park.
Oh, you didn't want to give everything away.
So, right? Basically, with that, yes, that and some of the songs aren't finished yet, yada, yada. We could have played a couple more songs, but actually, there is two new songs on there. Like, we put a four-song demo out, and then when we started playing show, our first two shows, we added a couple new songs. So, they'll be on there, too, but we have brand new songs that no one's heard yet, and we just
excellent.
We're just holding that for the, you know, release.
Oh, no, that's great. When producer Joel said, "Oh yeah, they're wrapping up," I'm like, "Wait, they just started."
That's what
we like to leave the people that way.
I told Bill like 3 weeks ago. I was like, "We need to make songs like at least 2 minutes, at least, because everybody will be gone in like 12."
All your songs are real quick to the point and just
yeah. You know, I just. Like, bottom line is when we started this band, I had just left a band that I was in, Dot Rats, and I've been in pretty much hardcore bands most of my life, and so was Bill. And when I was done, I was like, man, you know, I don't know if anyone wants to start another band with me, because I had a vision of, like, more singing and take out the, because all the other bands had a lot of violent stuff in there, too, like my life and drugs, depression, etc. And I wanted to get away from all that, sing different tone, different tempo, no breakdowns, you know. So with that said, I said this to Bill, and then Bill was like, I could do that because I've been playing hardcore for years, and I have a bunch of songs that fit what you want that I can't use with the other bands. So with that said, that's how Pie Killers was formed.
So you had this idea. Did you even broach the subject with your previous bands, or?
No, I literally.
Did they just think you're?
Well, the last band I was in.
Have another drink. Get out of here.
Well, I quit drinking a year and a half ago. But and that's another thing. When I was sober too, I was like, God, man, no one's gonna want to play me. I'm not drinking and stuff. And then, you know, I mean, I love music and I want to keep playing. Mm-hmm. You know, and like my friends, the last band I was in, life just happened to that band. My friend got married. He had a kid. He bought a house. My best friend.
Right.
Another guy was going through a divorce. Another guy in the band, his parents both died within 3 months of each other. So life happened to the band, and everybody was like, that's it.
Yeah, who could do hardcore after that?
And I was the only one. I got to keep moving, though. I got to keep, it's my passion. So, and Bill, I totally understood what I wanted and my vision and everything. So. It worked out, and we picked up the right guys too, you know.
So did the band come together really quickly? Did the songs come together really quickly? Was it